If you got your Bibles, Lord have mercy. You know how you've preached a message when you're younger and you're preaching it, and you thought you had what God had for you, and then you start seeing stuff. You know, you start seeing the news and everything that's happening on the news, planes going down, people losing their lives, and just things just happening. Big companies going into bankruptcy. You see the car dealerships, the men, almost hearts are just broken because they got to close down their dealerships, even though they said they can still make it work, but they're being forced to shut it down. Can you imagine that somebody's been forced to shut down their livelihood? And when you see all this stuff, you wonder sometimes. You said, God, I know you're God, and I know that there's nothing impossible unto you, but what is going on? Why are so many people becoming destitute that were so blessed, and things are going on? And then God said, my son, you know what? My word is never void. My word is never void. You never know where people are or whether they're living for God or not. And God said, I told you that the wealth of the rich was going to be laid up for who? For the righteous. So you don't know why things are taking place. God told me, he says, and don't you ever forget that I'm going to bless my people regardless of what this world system is doing. He said, all I got to do is get them into a praise position. A praise position. Because God inhabits his praise. He's going to inhabit his praise. But he's got to get us into a position where we look like we're in a praise all the time. Bless you, Mercedes. Good to see you. Amen. Keep us in a praise position just all the time so that we can press our way on into the blessings of God. We've been teaching on Sunday mornings in the book of Genesis. And I'm constantly reminded of Revelations. Genesis keeps taking me to Revelations. Open up your Bible to the 21st chapter of Revelations. First thing we must understand that this is not the revelation of John. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. People are teaching that it's the revelation of John. It is a revelation of Christ. This is his revelation. This is his revealed knowledge and understanding that he has given for us. And it's so important that we understand that. In the 21st chapter, it says, and the first verse, and it says, and I saw, everybody say saw, a new heaven. Man, this took on new meaning for me, like you would never believe. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city. Now this is the revelation that God is bringing forth in his spirit and revealing to him. You need revealed knowledge today in order to move the way God has ordained that you move. And he says, and I saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down, my God, from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Hallelujah. That is encouraging. That's exhortation. That lets us know that regardless of what is going on, what we see, what we experience, God's got something special for us, and we don't have to wait to get to heaven to get it. Ah, Lord, have mercy, Brother Tim. I'm not trying to die to get what God has for me. I'm trying to live and get all that God has promised me. But that's why the Bible says you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can see the principles and the concepts of God's word the way he wants you to see them and not the way you perceive them. I saw. The word saw in the Greek means to an actual recreation of an object. We're not talking about something just spiritual. It means an actual recreation of an object. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? He said, I saw an actual recreation. My Lord, my Lord. I didn't see a spiritual heaven, but I saw heaven. I saw a new creation, freshly made. Hallelujah. A freshly made heaven. And a new earth. Whew, Lord have mercy. I'm getting excited already. When I was reading this, I got excited. Because if he can see it, so can we. It's been made known for the saints to know the mysteries or the mysterions that was once been kept hid, but now have been made known, that you might take the word of God and run this race with patience. And when you having no ability to stand on your own, you can stand in the word of God, and you can put on the breastplate of righteousness and not be proud and not be boasters, but know who you are and who your God is in you, and fight the good fight of faith and tear down strongholds and build up things that God wants you to build up, that he might get the glory. John said, I saw. He wants you to understand that he saw it. You have got to see God for yourself. You have got to see what God has for you yourself. It's good that folks will prophesy to you. It's good that they'll tell you that they had a dream. But until you see it for yourself, it'll never become a recreation object what God has called for you. You got to see it yourself. You got to see it. Hallelujah. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Say, for the first heaven, the former heaven, as we recognize it to be, Rev. Oh, my God. The first heaven and the first earth were, don't it say it was passed away? It was passed away. When we think of folks passing away, we think of folks being what? Dead. This new earth, this new heaven and this new earth that God is about to recreate is going to overwhelm. Come on. What God is saying, John said, I saw this. I saw this new recreation of what God was bringing down. I saw him change the mind of man. I saw him change the flesh of man. I saw man walk in a different standard. I saw man uprightly stand and stand and uphold the word of God, regardless of the trial, regardless of the situation. John said, I saw a new heaven, that which is in man, a new mindset, a new idea, a new principle. And then I saw a new earth, because the old nature had passed away and the old spirit of man had passed away and had become new. What God has for you is for you. There ain't no brick wall, no pit bull, no lion, no bear can stop what God has for you. Let me tell you something. And you can stumble and you can fall and you can mess up and you can do whatever you want to do. But if God has chosen you, sweet Jesus. If God chose you,
my God, my God, that old heaven and that old earth gonna pass away. And that new heaven and that new earth that John saw coming down from God. You better make sure everything you get come from God. I saw the earth when it was passed away. Talking about the land distinct from water. And there was no more sea. Baby, 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 baby. When God transforms your mind and your mind takes over and puts your flesh under subjection to the power of God, there will be no more people like you know them. But we shall be what God called us to be. And we shall stand up in this earth and we shall call those things that are not as though they are. And we shall recreate as we speak and we shall make things happen. And men and women are going to give their heart and lives to God by the droves, not because of what you say, but because of the heaven and the earth that's manifesting in your life, because the glory of God is revealing himself in your walk. The glory of God is revealing himself in your talk. The glory of God is revealing himself in through your eyes. The word of God is revealing itself in your heart, because folks will be able to look down into your heart and they'll see the purity of Christ, and it'll encourage them and it'll give them the strength and the power to overcome every circumstance. We need a new heaven. We need a new earth. It's time for some change. Hallelujah. My God. John said, I saw again the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from God. The translation from the word from means a line drawn from the center. A line drawn from the center. Therefore, if it's coming from the center, my God, my God, my God, if it's coming from the center, it's got to come from the center of God. And since we being the tabernacle of God, we are the tabernacle of God. We are the house that God lives in. Hallelujah. We are the temple that God lives in. So if God is in us, the center of God, Rev, God gonna reach down on the inside of you and pull himself out a new heaven. And that old heaven gonna pass away. And then he gonna pull him out a new earth. And that old earth gonna pass away. And then all of a sudden, as it passes away, he gonna realize that there's no more this Rev, but it's gonna be a new Rev with the same idea and the same mindset, but more power, more glory, and more dominion. Why? Because God is going to reform and transform and renew and rebuild. And folks, I'm telling you, folks looking to get out of here, I'm not looking to get out of here. I want what God has for me now. I've been in that boat. That boat ain't no more fun. Lord have mercy. I don't want to get in that boat no more. And John saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem. Remember, we said new. New represents creation, something freshly made. A new Jerusalem coming down from or from the center of God. Somebody say God. From the center of God. Out of. Out, see, what you have to understand is in the Hebrewism thing, when you speak of from and out of, it all talks of, from means a line drawn from the center of something. Out of means motion from the interior. So what God came ready to do from us is going to come out of God. That's why Genesis ties in with Revelation. Because where was the tree of life? It was in the center of the garden. Don't you recognize that you are the garden of God and the center of life is down on the inside of you because you've been born again and Jesus is living and breathing in you? God said, out of God, heaven prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. That don't mean you the bride of Christ, but that means that you are going to be so, so wonderful and made and created and set up and rubenized and glorified that if folks ain't where you are in God, they're not even going to recognize you. They're not going to know where they are. They're going to be like, where Brother Tim? And Brother Tim going to be standing there. First time it ever happened was when Jesus, when they were trying to grab Jesus. Remember when they were trying to grab Jesus? They were going to kill him. After he had got through praying for the sick, they were going to kill him. The Bible says that Jesus passed right through them. He hadn't died yet and rose. He was flesh and blood. But because of this new heaven that John saw here, which was already manifesting himself in Christ, and this new earth, which was already manifesting itself in Christ, there was no more people the way they could saw, so they couldn't recognize the God that he was. So he passed right through them. They could not touch what they could not see. My God. Oh, my God. The word prepared means to be established. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, remember, out of motion from the interior. Out of, I heard a voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. The word with is translated within. The tabernacle of God is in men. You ought to get excited. Because I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're experiencing. I don't care what you're feeling. God done tabernacled himself in you. And you may go through and you may be tried like a fire. And you might be subjected. But Paul said these are just light afflictions. You ain't lost an arm yet for the gospel's sake. You ain't been burned for the gospel's sake. You ain't been stoned for the gospel's sake. You ain't been tossed in no pits for the talk. You might have been talked about. You might have been persecuted, but you ain't been all that other stuff yet. So you might as well look at it as a light affliction and understand that God is doing a new recreation on the inside of you. God is trying to bring forth a new child on the inside of you. Something that's going to hear his father. Something that's going to recognize his father. Because in the state we're in, we don't really recognize him. Ah, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Why? Because we will become one with Christ, and Christ will become one with us. And you know what the Father can't do? He can't stay away from his Son. Wherever the Son is, the Father is going to be there. So us being tabernacle with God, being the tabernacle of Christ, God is with us. All we got to do is let him be as the potter and reshape us and reform us and change us into what he wants to do and remake us so that this new heaven and this new earth will come down and this old heaven and this old earth will pass away so that the very power of God might manifest itself in the earth, that when we walk through the earth, we can pass through things and not be harmed. We can walk. That's why the Bible, that's why Psalm says, 1,000 shall fall at your left side and 10,000 at your right. The arrow that flies in a noonday, it says, you walk through the shadow of the valley of death, you shall fear no evil. Why? Because a new heaven and a new earth have manifested itself in your life, and you find yourself moving as the power of God. You don't know who you are. We don't know who we are in God.
We know of God and we talk about him. But God wants us to know who we are. When the word of God says his name shall be called Emmanuel, meaning Jesus in us, making us the tabernacle of God. The Bible says, for we are a tabernacle unto God. God himself shall be with them and be their God. And I like this last part in closing. God shall wipe away all tears. Let me tell you something. I'm not waiting to get to heaven, Sister Diane, to have my tears wiped away. I want them wiped away now. Because tears represent hurt, pain, anxiety, depression, oppression. I want them wiped away. Only tears I want to cry are tears of gladness. Say he going to wipe Sister Sherry all our tears away. And it don't say nothing about you dying and going to heaven and have them wiped away either. Everything we're reading about here saying it's coming down to us and out of us. I know some of y'all saying, what is he preaching about? I'm trying to let you know that you got to prepare yourself for dominion. You got to get yourself ready to rule. Stop looking to be ruled and start looking to do the ruling. If you don't be told, how will you know? He gonna wipe away all the tears from our eyes. Look at it. They say you can look down through the eyes and see what? My God. When he wipes away the tears from our eyes, that means there's a work going on in the depths of our soul. God is touching and strengthening our soul. Baby, I know my soul needs to be strengthened. Ain't gonna lie about it. It is what it is. There will be no more. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more. Hallelujah. Pain. I can put up with the sorrow and the crying, but the pain got to go. When it comes to pain, I'm just a little wuss. But there ain't going to be no more of that. For the former things.
Did you hear that?
He said the former things. He talking like that stuff already changed. For the former things. It reminds me that the latter church shall be greater than the former church. But in order for that to happen, the former church has got to pass away. Guess why it's going to pass away? Because your mindset going to change. Your ideas are going to change. Your principles are going to change. And like John, you're going to see God. All them folks, a lot of times, that had them near-death experiences, it changed their lives. It was an eye-opener. It was a form of awakening. And you couldn't keep them away from God. Because they realized that it was God that kept him alive. Because God will reveal himself in your most deepest and degraded state and move for you. I had an experience this week where I shouldn't even be here out of stupidity. But God saw fit to keep me alive. That showed me that God don't care nothing about your stupidity, especially if he got something on your life. It's time for this new heaven and this new earth to reveal itself. And it can't do it until you open up your heart, your spirit, and your soul and let Jesus reign in your life. You know that thing they got, that sign that say Jesus is Lord? I used to wonder, is he really? Because I love them sword movies. What do you call them movies? Yeah, you know, the night movies. Them brothers going to die for each other. One of them going to jump in front of, see somebody get ready to get stabbed, he going to jump in front and take the spear. I don't know about that. See a spear coming, he'll dive in front and get the spear. I'd be like, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry, brother. That's the new realm God trying to bring us to, so that we'll be willing to lay down our lives. That's a new heaven. That's a new earth. That's a new mindset. It's a new spirit. It's a new anointing that'll let us know that it's time for us to present ourselves as a living sacrifice under God. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Come on and put your hands together and give the Lord some praise. My. There is stuff that is just burning in my spirit. God has already began to do a new thing in the earth. Something strange that men don't understand. When we see companies closing down and folks filing bankruptcy, first thing we think is the world is coming to an end. Baby, it's just beginning. God getting you adorned for what he promised you. It's kind of unfortunate, Mr. Gilmer, but you can't get the blessing until they give it up. Long as they got it, you will never get it. And God said it's being laid up for the children of God. It's time to run this race and to see God and recognize that there's something special in you that God placed in there, so that your life will be a tabernacle of joy, peace, and love in the Holy Ghost. I didn't say it right, but you get it. Tonight, we're going to have an anointing service. That God will open up our inward spirits and our minds and allow us to see that which he has prepared for us and established for us, so that the ministries that are in us, do you know everybody that ever been born has been born with a ministry on the inside of them? The problem is they don't know how to reach down in there and let God pull it out. But this is a fresh season that's taking place, and God wants to reveal himself in supernatural ways. If you want to be anointed, I want everybody to come stand across this front.